Many consumers are placing growing importance on buying sustainable local food products, including at the meat counter. Meat supply shortages during the COVID-19 pandemic encouraged many consumers to have a broader perspective about local resources and individual behaviors, especially environmental considerations, as people were made more aware of competition issues in the national meatpacking industry. Fifth-generation rancher Josh Allsager of Walcott, North Dakota, says sustainability is a way of life for many ranch families.
Well, I think every rancher does it, and they just, you know, it's just a way of life. You always pick the best heifers to save back, and you buy the best bulls that fit your operation, and you know, so sustainability and profitability are always kind of first and foremost, you know. And I guess it just kind of gained popularity, like you said, during COVID, when people wanted to trace their food and kind of know where it's coming from. And overall, of anything, I think it's more the safety of the food, you know. And that's, I know that's what I like when we go to the grocery store. We want to know where things come from. And, you know, if it's a product of our country, it's always seems like it's safer or better than something that's imported, you know. So I think it's just a safety thing, and people are willing to pay a little more and just for that quality and safety and peace of mind.
Allsager's family has raised cattle near the Cheyenne National Grassland for over a century.
We've been on the land since 1906. My great-great-grandpa bought it, and they came over in the 1870s, but we've been on our current place since 1906. And so we've had a cow-calf operation for all those generations, and then I started the feedlot in about 03, and we started feeding cattle out at the farm to try to supplement a little more income, I guess, than just a cow-calf deal.
That's fifth-generation rancher Josh Allsager of Walcott, North Dakota. He's also co-owner of Allsager Meats, premium butcher shops located in Audubon, Minnesota, and Fargo, North Dakota. Rusty Halverson, News Radio, KFGO.